It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Welcome into the Thursday, August 23rd, Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope your Thursday morning is going great so far. Hey, only one more day until high school football kicks off in the state of Idaho. What a great thing. I can't wait. I know you can't wait either. High school football kicks off tomorrow night, and IdahoSports.com will be everywhere around the state of Idaho. We will be at 8 separate locations covering the opening weekend. Here are the games that we will be covering tomorrow night. Bora at Boise. This is the grand opening of Darna Larson Field. That actually seats 5,200 people, and the ADs from Boise and Bora think they could even get more people in there, and they're bringing in temporary seating, actually, for that game. So we will be at Bora Boise tomorrow night to christen the new Darna Larson Field. Other games we're going to be covering: Coeur d'Alene taking on Skyview at Skyview. It's Columbia at Canyon Ridge. Fruitland taking on Middleton. Glens Ferry at Nampa Christian. CUNA at Minico. That'll kick off the Lee Leslie era for the CUNA Cavemen. Lake City versus Eagle. And last but not least, this is a great one: Shelley heading up to Idaho Falls to take on the Tigers. And if all that great football coverage wasn't enough, IdahoSports.com is going to kick off the Friday Night Flash Overtime football wrap-up show tomorrow night. 10:35 p.m. is the time to tune in to watch it, only at IdahoSports.com. Yours truly and Paul Kingsbury will recap the night in high school football like nobody else can. We have up-to-date scores. We'll be talking with coaches, media guys from around the state. We'll spotlight certain football games of the night. Going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night, so tune in to the IdahoSports.com Friday Night Flash football wrap-up show. Tomorrow night, 10:35 p.m., it debuts. Be there. It'll be a lot of fun. We do have news that's not football-related, believe it or not. This from the Coeur d'Alene Press. Former Coeur d'Alene High School and University of Idaho golfer Russell Grove shot a 2-under-70 and finished fourth at the Northwest Open Invitational on Wednesday at Wine Valley Golf Club. Here's a soccer score from the Magic Valley area. The community school boys soccer team had three players score two goals on Wednesday as they romped over Declo 9-0. Also, here's some baseball news. Minico tabs Jared Price as its new baseball coach. Price was the Idaho Gatorade Player of the Year and graduated from Minico in 2000. He was a seventh-round draft pick by the Dodgers, spent 12 years in professional baseball before retiring this past spring, and you can read the rest of that article at the Magic Valley Times News. Here are a couple other boys' soccer scores from around the area. Gooding and Buell played to a 3-3 tie. It was Wendell 4, Filer nothing. In girls' soccer, it was Filer 1 and Wendell nothing. Darby Robertson's 63rd-minute goal handed Filer their season-opening victory. Here are a few girls' soccer scores from the Treasure Valley area. It was Bora 8, Valleyview nothing. Boise over Capital, 7-0. BK took care of Emmett, 7-0. Skyview 6-2 over Mountain Home. And Caldwell beat Columbia 3-0. Those are all girls' soccer scores from the Idaho Statesman. That'll do it for the podcast today. Don't forget, I'd love to hear your feedback. It's jeff@idahosports.com. Once again, jeff@idahosports.com. Don't forget, the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show debuts tomorrow night, 10:35 p.m. Paul Kingsbury and I will wrap up the night in high school football like nobody else can. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope you'll watch it, 10:35 tomorrow night. Have a great Thursday, and I'll talk with you tomorrow morning. This podcast is uploaded by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.